This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's budget day for the full House, and lawmakers are not looking forward to grappling with the $26 billion spending plan for the fiscal year that starts July 1st.
I don't see any scenario where I can vote for the budget.
We've robbed Peter to pay Paul, and Peter's broke.
Send it over to the Senate, let them have their way.
House Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger says members can't really do much but shift dollars from one need to another.
Not knowing what the most recent tax collections are yet, not having a revenue estimating conference meeting yet, limits our ability to continue to try to address some of these needs.
That's why Leger says just move the budget bill and let the Senate tweak it while they wait on the new numbers. Lake Charles Representative Brett Guyman, a leader of the Fiscal Hawks, says he's planning to propose up to $100 million in cuts to this budget, anticipating the fiscal cliff they'll face next year.
What we're still looking at is about a $940 million to $1.5 billion deficit next year of money that won't be back. So the question for us is, are we going to try to address some of that this year so that next year is more manageable?
Homer Representative Joe Harrison says he just hopes all the members do some serious soul searching before casting their budget votes today.
We have to live with what we've created or taken away. That's the scary thing that some of the people forget.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.